You're listening to the audio production of Whatever Happens, How to Stand Firm in Your Faith When the World is Falling Apart by Robert J. Morgan, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains a map and reference graphic and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To Luke. Introduction. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Philippians 1:27. The Washington Post recently asked readers to describe today's world in a single word. Some of the answers were unfit for a family newspaper, but the three top printable responses were exhausting, lost, chaotic. Who doesn't feel that way? Sometimes I feel exhausted, lost, and chaotic too, don't you? What can we do about it? Well, thank you for joining me on this trip. We're actually going to go back in time to revisit the ancient Church of the Philippians. No passport is needed. Imagine that we've landed in northeastern Greece, where we've entered a lovely villa belonging to a member of the local church. People are gathering quickly because news has spread that a letter has arrived. A traveling church member has returned from Rome, where he saw the imprisoned Apostle Paul. The traveler brought precious cargo, what we know now as the Epistle to the Philippians. We take our seat with other Christian followers as the pastor calls the service to order. We see with a glance the letter isn't long, just a couple of pieces of parchment, which the pastor unrolls and begins to read. He speaks loudly so that no one misses a word. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi. That's you and me. We've put ourselves in the picture. As we listen, we realize afresh that even the most prominent missionary in the New Testament lived with uncertainty. Paul wrote phrases like, "What has happened to me?" "What has happened to me will turn out." "Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel." "As soon as I find out what is going to happen to me." "Whatever happens." And "whatever the circumstances." All of those phrases are found in this book of Philippians. Whatever happens. The Apostle Paul was facing uncharted circumstances and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?